The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, 9 a.m. Sunday morning.
Get ready for the wiki wash.
There it is.
We are about to wiki your Friday. Excuse me.
It's Sunday.
Sunday. Fun day Sunday.
4 days until Thanksgiving.
When you have five kids, I mean, Sundays are fun, don't get me wrong. But the single version of fun day Sunday doesn't happen too often anymore.
No, I understand.
I have a career I'm trying to keep going.
Yeah. The Monday mornings are already hard enough. I got you.
You don't need whiskey Monday? No, I don't. That's crazy. Silly.
Oh, man. This is obviously the Sunday before Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is obviously going to look a little bit different this year for a lot of folks due to the pandemic that we're going through. But what are your plans for the holiday? You guys staying around here?
Yeah, we were going to have Reagan's family come into town from the Midwest, couple uncles and cousins. But my Reagan's cousin, who I own some real estate with up there, and who is a police officer, I think he came down with the corona.
Oh, man.
So they're not coming. And I think I took my fourth and fifth corona test in 7 months the other day, and I'm still negative.
Just can't get you.
Whoa. Don't be jinxing me, homeboy. There's some wood here. I don't know if it's faux or not, but it knocks.
Well, you may have already had it, not even realized it.
I mean, I've taken an antibody test.
You don't
test.
Have the antibodies either.
Two of those five were antibody tests. But they were my first and third, so I could have had it in between. I mean, I don't know.
Who knows? But no, obviously, we typically go to Indiana for Thanksgiving. We're kind of bounced back and forth, but it's very bad in Jody's hometown. It's sort of passing around, so we're gonna politely stay here, go see my parents down in South Carolina.
I mean, God bless. Hopefully, the vaccines that they're talking about can come along quickly and hit it from multiple sides, and we can get back to normal life. That's the prayer. So, keep happy thoughts about that. That's good.
No, I agree. And it seems like they're getting closer and closer every day.
That's what they're talking about. I don't know. It's good. So, but my mom hasn't been home because she's renovating her house.
Yeah.
So her and my sister are going to come stay with us at the house. So we'll stay, and her parents will come over. But we're going to, the tradition is now started last year at my house.
I remember that.
So we're excited.
Didn't you cook some like 27-pound turkey or something? Like, something massive last year?
I didn't.
Well, Reagan did.
Let's clear this up. I didn't. No.
Back up.
If I did a turkey, it'd be like Christmas Story.
That's why you have a deep fat fryer. I don't think you can mess that up. You just set it and forget it.
Is that what you do?
We used to. I'll be honest
weekly?
With you. No, not weekly. That's why I've gained about 40 pounds. No, we don't. In fact, this year, we're actually going to go to my parents' house. And, my mom used to she would work so hard all day cooking. And my dad it wasn't stressful, but they really weren't able to enjoy it. And so we're going to Publix this year. My mom's like, you know what? We're just going to get it catered. And I was like, I think that's the best idea. We'll pitch in however
that's
we need
great.
To do that. And so we can just hang out and enjoy the day.
Yeah. Quote, you'll pitch in. It's like, Dad, you want to go to Outback? Yeah, we'll go to Outback. And then the bill comes. That guy, boy, get out of here with that thing.
You turn into the eyes out alligator.
I'm telling
Those
you.
Those arms stick out about a quarter of an inch.
You know what?
Can't find my wallet.
You know what? Piper started, my youngest daughter started washing cars. She wanted to, this week came up with this wash car business.
All right.
And none of this comes from me. I'm not sitting around trying to get my kids to
go
work.
I got one on that, too.
And Reagan called me and said, hey, what would be a good price to wash cars? You know, I said, I think $10 on the outside if you do a good job, and $20 if you do the outside and inside, you do a really good job on raw everything, vacuum and all. I think that's pretty fair. But it was all her idea, and I was taking her to school this morning. I don't know the name of it, but it's kids' credit cards or debit cards.
Yeah, I've heard about these.
So Reagan got them all for the kids, and she was like, guess how much money I had? She had over $100. And
it lets you tithe some of that money, too,
I think,
which is pretty
cool. No, it does everything. I mean, it basically teaches kids money management, which I was teaching them money management with hard cash. I don't know if I really want to teach my kids credit management. But
Daddy, what's that paper thing you just gave me?
It was funny. We went. I went quail hunting with my forum a couple days ago, and we had a little bet on who was going to kill the most quail, and then we were tipping our guides, and everybody was doing Venmo back and forth.
That's crazy.
And the old country boy said, "Man, I remember when cold hard cash was the way to go." Doing Venmo down here at Riverview.
He might be onto something. He might be onto something.
I don't know.
No, Scarlett and one of her friends, she came home last Saturday. She's like, "Dad, we're going to start a rake leaving business. A rake leave raking business. Yeah. And I was like, "All right, well, we put together a little flyer and we priced it just like you were saying." Then I started thinking, I'm like, "These girls can't rake leaves."
Yeah, you're the leave raker.
So prices went up about three times. So I was like, "Man, I don't enjoy raking leaves."
Are you
really
raking leaves now?
No.
I mean, I'm not. No. I'm not baking cakes or making bracelets or washing cars. I'll go ahead and tell you that.
No.
This isn't Trent helps the kids do a business.
Hey,
this is the kids are gonna. Hey, she was washing my neighbor's car last night. We were going to dinner, and she was working on the tire. She's like, "Look how black this tire is." And I said, "Well, do you want to wet the car before you start washing it?" "No, this is how I do it." I said, "All right, and you know, I washed a couple cars in my time."
Back off.
Back off.
She said back off.
My neighbor, Mr. Yakeley, he was old when I was a kid. He used to always walk by my house when me and dad were white. He told me one time, he said, "You and your father keep your truck so clean."
Yep.
He said, "It says so much about your family." So, I mean, it's kind of like how you walk from the truck to the door.
No, man. I used to.
A little pep in your step.
I told you, my dad used to interview salespeople and would follow them out to their car to see if their car was in order. And if it wasn't, it sort of was a negative mark on that interview. Mm. Crazy.
Whoa.
Business lesson.
Well, we're going to do that to our guest today.
We can't because of
the corona. We got to do call-in.
It'll be good.
We got to ask him to send us a picture of his car.
That's it. Matt Livingston, Remedy Pest Control.
Matt Livingston with Remedy Pest Control. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roden.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Trent, you're giving me a weird look.
Is that Tom Petty?
It's who?
That is good.
It did sound a lot like Tom Petty. TJ likes to mix it up. I liked it. Was it last week you threw a little Vanilla Ice at us?
Because we were talking about it. I had to play Ice Ice Baby this morning. That's the number one request in my truck pre 8 a.m.
I got you. Vanilla with a 9.
Yep.
I like it. He had nothing to say there. Well, Trent, we have our guest here on the horn. Obviously, we're still practicing social distancing here at WBT. No guests in the studio, but we have Matt Livingston, serial entrepreneur from Remedy Pest Control. Matt, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. So you are the bug man.
Yeah, I'm the bug man now. I've embraced that moniker.
What is your favorite bug? I'm just joking.
There's so many to choose from. I probably would say not a bug. I probably would say rodents.
Okay.
Mice and rats probably are my favorite.
I got you. I'll tell you what. My daughter probably wouldn't be too fond of you. She had a pet mouse for about 4 years. He passed away. His name was Marshy. But there might have been a couple times where we wanted to hire your services to.
I've never heard anybody speak of a pet mouse as passing away. I think that's so romantic.
It was sad. We had a little burial in the front yard.
I've had a couple mice pass away around my house.
Yeah.
Probably not pets, though.
Yeah.
It might have been some animals' pets.
Yeah.
My pets.
Yeah, well, Matt, welcome to the show. Obviously, we're just playing around here. We like to have a good time on a Sunday morning, start the day out light. But you have co-founded Remedy Pest Control in the Charlotte market.
Yep, that's right. So I founded the company with another guy by the name. Actually, Trent, you may know him. His name is Eric Broadway, old Charlotte guy.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of my fraternity brothers at NC State, and
okay.
He was spinning out of a startup that he was a part of for several years, and I was as well, and So we hooked up and said, hey, let's try this. Let's try the pest control industry. And for both of us, it's been our first business-to-consumer endeavor. Both of us have been pretty much B2B our entire career. So that has been a big change for us.
So I grew up business-to-consumer 100% in Angel Roby Remodeling and Custom Residential Construction. And we've evolved some into business-to-business with commercial, you know, and industrial services and such. So tell me about that difference, because it's huge.
Well, I mean, it is big. I mean, our backgrounds both have been technology primarily, and all B2B services businesses. But in B2C, for me, at least what we've realized over the past 12 to 16 months is your online reputation is everything. And not everybody's going to love you, no matter how good of a job you do. You just got to get used to, you know, we had a guy that put a that put a Google review in and gave us a 1-star review, and we didn't even provide him any service, and there was just nothing that we could do about it. I wrote him a long note, said, "Hey, thank you for the feedback. I mean, it's a shame we actually didn't do any work for you. I was trying to hint maybe you want to take this review back, but it's a different model for sure.
It is challenging. I would agree. I mean, Trent and I have both lived in this world as well. I mean, you can't please all the people all the time, but I think you did the exact right thing. Is you know, you just address it and do the best you can. We're certainly not perfect. I used to hear a term, "Hey, if I did a bad job, tell me. If I did a great job, tell everybody." But that is a challenge.
I've always said it. I mean, it's just what I know and knew, and sure. It's the heartbeat of my livelihood, and it always will be. As we're 70 years at Andrew Roby and going to continue the tradition. But as I've gotten older and a little smarter and learning from other business owners and such sales-sided people, I don't care how wealthy somebody is and how good of a job you do, but pulling their checkbook out and writing a big check is a lot harder than managing against a budget in a business where somebody does a great job. And that's just a fact. Yeah. I experienced that in my business over the years. I mean, we have a wonderful culture, and our guys respect the ability to spend money in our business. I think we do a wonderful job. But over the years, you have guys that come along, and they get a little loose with the credit card or something, and you have to nip it in the bud. Lot less chance of that on their personal side, or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, in business to business, they're typically spending somebody else's money.
That's right.
You know,
that's
in
right.
Business to consumer, they're spending their own money, and so you know, they have different expectations. And in the online world, particularly when you don't have as much face-to-face interaction during COVID, I mean, their primary method of communication is going to be online. And unfortunately, Patrick, they're going to do the exact opposite. If you do a bad job, they're going to tell everybody. And if you do a good job, maybe they'll tell you. So it's tough, but we've embraced it, and so far so good. We like to say that we're Charlotte's highest rated pest control company. Of course, the law of large numbers eventually will kick in, I think, but so far so good. We've had really great reviews.
So why pest control?
Yeah.
Well, we were really interested in home services in general, and I think that's eventually where our brand will morph into. And we really like the idea of a recurring revenue model. We also like the fact that there's a natural barrier to entry in pest control. Not just anybody can do pest control. You've got to have a license, so that license is a good barrier to entry. And we also wanted to leverage our personal reputations in Charlotte. So the fact that we're both local, the fact that it's a locally owned business, that has resonated with people.
Well, yeah. In fact, we were connected by our good friend Bart Noonan from West Boulevard Ministries.
That's right.
Always want to give him a plug when I can. If you haven't been by his place over Trent, I don't know if you've been.
Golly.
It's unbelievable.
We stopped by after church the other day. I had a family with me, and I showed him the house. Bart wasn't there. I think he was out working, actually, but it is really cool.
He's done a good job.
He's doing unbelievable things in Charlotte.
You know, I told Reagan, I said, if there is a Jesus-like figure, this man is doing the best he can. He's obviously trying very hard to do what he thinks is the right thing based on how I read the Bible.
I always thought John the Baptist when I thought him, but I get that too.
Well played. He is a remarkable person, but he introduced us to Brittany, who works with you, and then you and I had coffee. Mm-hmm. And it's always fascinating to me, and I think Trent, not speaking for him, but would agree that guys like you, you're a tech guy, very smart, and here you are, you know, getting into the home services business. It's always intriguing to me, but that variable that you mentioned with the labor shortage that we have within the trades, which, you know, we preach that from the highest mountaintop. Hopefully more kids will go down this path, but I do think that that's a good sign that we have smart, educated people that are trying to see this business for more than what it's worth. Obviously, you got to have the craft, but it's convenience, it's customer service, it's helping people save time, it's doing the digital things, giving them the appointment reminders, that sort of thing. And that's really what you guys are doing.
Yeah. And I think the other cool thing about our business and your business, too, is that it's never going to be disintermediated by artificial intelligence or machine learning, right? I mean, the work still has to be done by human beings and will always have to be done by human beings. And in Charlotte, at least, people want to do business with people who have great reputations and are going to do a good job. So our philosophy is we were going to leverage the things that we were pretty good at, like marketing and sales, and we're pretty good at recruiting people and selling the vision. We're good at building processes. So if we're going to say it or we're going to do it more than once, then we're going to write it down. And then because we kind of came from the technology world, we've been good at using technology to make us more efficient and easier to do business with.
Yeah, I would like to expand on that. We're going to have to go pay some bills, but I do want to know how you're out here marketing yourself and utilizing technology, and then how you're making the operations of the inside of your business and the backside of your business more efficient through it. I think that's something people want to hear. So will you hang out with us for a little while, Matt?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're having fun on a Sunday morning. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Trent, I'm on LinkedIn here. We're talking to Matt Livingston from Remedy Pest Control. And what's really bizarre is we were talking about Bart Noonan, right, and our connection with Matt through Bart Noonan. Look what shows up on my phone.
I'm telling you, man, this is crazy.
Weird.
The other day I said Crimino, talking about an old brand that I used to wear. And the next 2 hours later, I look at my phone and I got an ad on something from that brand, which I hadn't even seen that brand in 10 years.
What was the brand?
Crimino.
Is that like, spell that? Can I spell it?
Crimino-UX or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
AUX. I think it's a... I'm so smart. I think it's Canadian clothing line.
French Canadian.
They used to sell at Macy's and Belk.
Oh, man.
Or still do, obviously.
I bought a hat that was that brand because it had a big C on it. Yeah. It looks like Clemson. I'm going to get that hat. Oh, man. And here we are talking to an NC State Wolfpack guy. Matt,
I'm telling
Lindsay.
You this, Matt. You're if right. You do your little finger thing, I'm going to break it.
Get your puppies out.
Well, you'll never know.
I know.
You'll never know.
Don't do
Thank
it.
God for radio.
Hey, man, I'll
for
tell you.
For more than one reason.
I was at NC State. You guys have really nice fans, I will say that, until you get beat in the last second by Clemson. Then you're not so nice fans.
Yeah.
I had to get out of there
we
pretty
quick. Sore losers.
I went to Carolina. They don't have nice fans.
No. Not to NC State fans, anyway. I will just say this. I very rarely run into someone who is an NC State fan who didn't go to NC State. And I often run into people who did not go to Carolina or go to Clemson, but
and see that's Clemson who they
that's a fan. Weak statement.
We blame all the negativity
that's
on
weak.
That.
I mean, there was a couple guys I grew up with that fell in love with Rodney Monroe and Chris Gugliotta. Chris Corciani.
Scorciani.
Yeah, that guy could
fire and ice.
Baby.
There you go, man.
Man,
used to watch those games on the 13-incher.
Right.
glory days. Dun, dun, dun.
Man, and that was about how far back you got to go.
I gotcha.
Unfortunately.
That was back when we were all skinny and had good hair, right? Now, well, Matt,
myself included.
You have been in a lot of businesses in your career. I know you told me a little bit about it, but kind of give us a history of Matt. Like where you came from. Obviously, you went to NC State, and then how you evolved into jumping into the home services business.
Went to NC State. Have worked for a lot of technology companies. Some of them Fortune 500 companies like IBM and EMC, primarily in sales and sales management. I was a Five Guys franchisee as well.
No way.
So that was, I guess,
Dang.
Part of a, ironically, a five-person group that bought the Five Guys franchises in South Charlotte as a minority partner. Learned a lot there as a minority partner and always had sort of an entrepreneurial spirit pushing me. And got the opportunity to go to work for a company called Vero as a partner, which was a systems integrator. They did a lot of virtualization and a lot of professional services around IT solutions. And then started basically an IT-enabled tech services company in the insurance industry. And we sold that company a few years ago. And I left in January of this year to come full-time and with Remedy. So I would not say it was a straight line. I learned a lot in terms of like customer service and how to treat people and how to sell. And I sold technology for a long, long time and then finally got to a place at CCG where we could actually use technology to solve business problems. So I think the lessons that I've learned there and that my business partner Eric has learned in his technology past, the interesting thing is a lot of times when you're in those industries, you never get a chance to apply them. And so we've had a chance to do that. Or at least I have over the past couple of concepts, and it's been a really big differentiator for us.
Well, startups are hard. I mean, let's be clear. Starting anything from zero is so difficult.
We've done it a couple of times, haven't we?
Yes.
Even with our brand.
But I will say the other side of the coin is an old school business with all the old school ways and trying to come in and embrace technology to operate your business better when these great, great employees have done it this way for so long. And you're trying to do more with less. You're trying to give your team, ladies and gentlemen, an opportunity to be able to increase their capacity in a less difficult and amount of time. And sometimes it's hard to get them to understand that. So. Yep. Starting at zero, that's just the way it's going to be, and this is how we're going to operate. So I hope you're finding success through that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one thing. I think you hit the nail on the head. When you start a company from scratch, there's not a lot of baggage, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can sort of create the company that you want, create the vision that you want, and get people to buy into that vision. You still have, when it's a trade and you're hiring people, like our licensed holder has got 30 years of experience, right? He has preconceived notions about how things should be done, and he's actually really been great about adopting and adapting himself to our processes. But I think, you know, in general, the trade-off with starting a new company versus, you know, maybe acquiring a company that's been in business for a long time is that there's a lot of that baggage that you don't have to bring along with you.
Well, no, I mean, quite frankly, we started and acquired at the exact same time, essentially. And you're right. Mm-hmm. When you start, you create the cultures, but you got no customers. When you buy, you're enhancing and changing culture, but you obviously have the client base. So
it's basically how much heartache and cost is it going to be to get the aircraft carrier turned?
That's it.
Or how much heartache and cost and tears is it going to be when you don't have any revenue
to get that John boat over the right. over the 25-foot wave? Right. Come on, we can go.
And you've got to think about things like the logo. I mean, you might think about a logo for a week.
Yep.
And if you acquire a company that's already got a brand name and they've got recognition, like that's not the first thing that you're thinking about. You're not necessarily thinking about the website. You're just trying to figure out how to make it more efficient and how to, you know, improve the customer experience. So, you know, this is my this is my third startup, the second from nothing, from the ground up. And, you know, if I do it again, I probably would acquire a company that was maybe a B-plus provider and try to turn them into, you know, an A-plus provider in the market or the leader in the market, because it's just so hard to start from nothing.
No, I agree. And is your family on board with your entrepreneurial ways?
They are. My wife has come around over the years. She just knows that that's the way that I'm wired. And, you know, when we signed up to create Remedy from the ground up, she was like, you know, here we go, right? So, yeah, she's been really supportive. My kids sometimes wonder why I'm on a roof or why I'm, you know, looking up a chimney trying to figure out a wasp problem. But, you know, other than that, I think they're on board. They like to talk business at the dinner table, which is pretty cool.
So, I hear you. How old are your kids?
I've got two girls. I've got a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Oh, wow.
So we're in the thick of things right now. Yeah.
I hear you. I have almost 13 as my oldest, so I'm a little behind you. But
you know what that's like.
It's fun. It's fun when they want to talk business, but everybody tells me 13's when they get a little ornery.
Yeah. I've been lucky. I mean,
good.
You know, they've embraced it and actually like to talk shop, so it's pretty cool.
Listen to this man.
Are they going to work in your business?
My 17-year-old actually interned at Remedy over the summer.
Did she spray any pets? I mean, did she get out in the field, or was it primarily office work?
Primarily in the office, but she would, you know, research topics for blog posts and marketing posts and that kind of thing. So she enjoyed it. She got to scratch that itch a little bit and, you know, maybe put that on her college resume one day, too.
Hold up, man. I'd be careful saying scratch that itch when you're in the bug business. People like that.
You are so smart.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. She enjoyed it. We liked having her around, so it was cool.
That's all right. I can't say words like shocking because I'm in the electrical business. So,
oh, you know. Man, you've been reading the Cracker Jack jokes, haven't you?
I love dad jokes, man. It's bad. It's bad.
Well, Matt, it's been awesome learning your story both with Remedy and hearing about your family and your history. Give a plug. How can people find you?
Best way to find us is at remedypest.com, and we're also on Facebook and Instagram at remedypestnc.
And use these guys and give them a great review because they're going to earn it. That's what we're talking about. Well, Matt, thank you for your time today. It's been wonderful.
Trent, thank you. Patrick, really appreciate it.
Yes,
great
sir.
Talking to y'all.
You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We just wrapped up with Matt Livingston from Remedy Pest Control, serial entrepreneur. Pretty cool story, Trent.
Great story. Man, that was fun.
That was fun. I'll tell you, though, if you missed the first three segments, go back, check us out on the podcast. I got to keep that joker.
And he pulled it, Matt. He's, you know, I was like, man, I know this guy. And he's like, yeah, man, I talked to you about trying to join YPO, and I was a little too old. I was like, dang, that'd have been good to know. We could have had a lot, would have been a lot more livelier.
Well, we got to talk about a lot of cool things. It's very interesting to see people, like I always say, people as sharp as Matt getting into the home services business. I mean, it's just a testament to all the hard work and dedication these crafts people have done that the Wall Street types, investment types want to jump into the game with us, which is cool to see. I did want to tell you a quick story. It reminded me, we talked about Scarlett's mouse on the first segment. He passed away, and it wasn't because of Matt Livingston at Remedy Pest Control. He went naturally. And so she's always wanted.
What are you talking about?
She's always wanted a dog, right? I mean, we can't have a dog. My wife's allergic.
Baby, you can't have a dog. But I can get you.
We get you an
8-ounce mouse.
And so it seems worse. So now she's on this thing with the guinea pig, and you were talking about you know, starting the car wash business. I think you said was it Tatum? You said it was
Piper.
Piper. Okay. And so we filled out a contract to get the guinea pig. There's six rules that have to be abided by, or that guinea pig goes back to the pet store and had her sign in. So I think it's cool you're talking about teaching Piper about business. So we created, now she understands once she signs it, there's no turning back.
Are you getting a guinea pig?
Yeah, I mean,
You need me to call Matt?
Matt.
On the sly?
Yeah. if the contract gets breached, Matt, I might have to come on by the house.
What are your six rules, Patrick?
All right, so you have to feed them feed every day. I'm not going to feed it. And I mean, that's the problem sometimes with kids and pets. They say they're going to do something, and they never end up doing it. Cage has to be clean every Saturday. Cannot ask for a third guinea or a second guinea pig, because that's the other thing, right? You get one, and you're like, Fluffy needs a friend. Fluffy ain't getting no friend. You're Fluffy's friend. So that's the third one. Fourth one is all your chores have to get done. It's only five things. And the fifth one was you got to have a good attitude. That one's
Are you one of those guys that always adds a point or a dollar? Just got to, right? Little white lie.
Account.
Little flex. Ain't never hurt nobody. Just knock 48% off of that, what he just said, TJ. It's two rules. Where's Jody at?
I know she'd have the real truth. No, it's obviously we're trying to teach some accountability here. Okay.
Well, Piper, our dog Wiley is Piper's dog, she straight up takes care of that.
That's
joker.
What's supposed to happen.
I mean, his feet get dirty. He goes in his little dog cage until his feet are clean, and Daddy don't like when his dog sits in a cage for any amount of time because that isn't cool. We don't have dogs. We cage up.
And so. She's done a nice job because Wiley hasn't bit me in like at least 2 years.
That's funny.
No, when you were doing the construction at your house, man, he was a guard dog.
He's a guard dog.
And he forgot we were old boys. And I come rolling in like an electrician, and he just had to throw a couple teeth at me to make sure I knew.
He's feisty, but after a second, he's cool.
He is cool. He's a beautiful dog.
All those
too.
Delivery guys, you know, we live out in the cut on the river, and all these delivery Amazon, you know, they're up my road multiple times a day, and they're all like, "Woo, he looks mean." I'm like, "Buddy, he's the meanest thing you've ever seen. Don't come back."
And only four of those trucks have bite marks in the tire.
Actually, this is actually funny. Reagan had a video on our front porch camera of the Amazon guy coming around a truck in the van. And while he came busting around the corner of the house, and the dude fell. It was bad. But anyway, the guy wasn't hurt. Wiley didn't bite him. He was just trying to let him know what was up with Bright Road. And
we talk loud around here. That's all he's trying to say. We bark loud.
We got a couple dogs in the hood. It's the dog pack. You can do that on Bright Road. I mean, that's a thing of the past, right? Where the dogs just roam around the hood and say what's up in the morning. I just did my daily constitution. What's up, Wiley?
They play poker at night. They got that Kiwi thing around the.
Yeah, we got a grown-up table and a dog table.
Oh, man. Speaking of poker, what did your neighbor say he wasn't playing poker with you anymore?
Huh?
I have to tell you that. You guys play a little poker on Bright Road every
night. Yeah, it's got a little poker game.
I gotcha.
I mean, I've known these guys for 42 years, homie. Golly. I mean, we got to do something to keep it lively.
Trent was born with a pack of cards.
My kids definitely have been around a couple poker matches. It's fun. It's good to sit around and talk and time warps.
Chew the cud, as you'd say.
Time warps. I mean, literally, at 1 minute, it's 6 o'clock in the evening. Next thing, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Why is it getting light out?
It took me a second to get that.
No. I try not to stay up and watch the sunrise too often these days. You know, that's not necessarily...
Every now and again.
It makes you feel dirty. Even if you're clean.
Depending on what your reasoning is for staying up for that
late. I mean, it's usually just chewing the cud.
Well, it could also be a good thing if you're getting up early to go hunt or whatever, and you see that sucker come up.
Well, that isn't staying up.
I know.
That's getting up.
That's a big difference. Every time you stay up, you got to get up on the other
side. I'm going to tell you, man, I had to get up. I had a meeting this morning. I had to get my kids, and I take Ford and Piper now on Thursday, Friday. And after Thanksgiving, I'll take all four Thursday and Friday. That's the program they're on.
Cool.
And, man, they get up so good. It's like Ford's five. I'm like, dude, you got to get up. He said, give me two more minutes. And then he got popped out of bed, and, I mean, I was impressed. I mean, these kids.
Yeah, I feel like it was much more of a challenge for us to get up, for me to get up.
I remember, man, I did not want to get out of bed. I still don't want to get out of bed. Let's clear this up. I'm tired of work. Patrick, stop working me. Okay. Nah. What a great show, man. Matt Livingston with Remedy Pest Control, serial entrepreneur, charlatan, wolf pack, boo. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you had fun. Go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Smile today and go Cats.